Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. G'day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley, co-host. We are so pleased to talk to you about the practice management product TPS today. Now, it turns out TPS has two different versions of their products, with Cloud Access, their cloud-based product, and an on-premise product. So, Brian, what is helpful for our listeners to know about TPS?
Well, the thing I like about it is you can run it on-prem or in the cloud. The thing I like about the traditional product is it is more of a traditional time and billing application. So, you know, if you're somebody that is, you know, maybe you're one of the people that were on, BillQuick back in the day, and you still are using it, even though they've transitioned over to their cloud application, and you want to run something on-prem, this is one that you can absolutely run on-prem all time, all day, every day. The Cloud Access product also is out there, very robust. I like the product, and it's very reasonably priced.
Yeah. So although it doesn't sound very complimentary in this case, I consider TPS to be a workhorse rather than a show horse. You have a whole lot of the products in the marketplace today that look good. They've got a lot of sizzle, but not a lot of steak. This particular product has some real depth to it. It's powerful.
You don't have to ask where the beef is. There's beef in this one.
And you're absolutely right. And it's really powerful as a product. It's able to handle the needs of small firms stepping away. 5 to 10 people on a firm, wow, easy. Even mid-sized firms, 30 to 60, I have no qualms at recommending this product. The workflow in TPS is very straightforward, and it's built on the premise that firms really want to know four basic things. And those things, I believe, are: what work or jobs are coming up or due? Is the job in, and has the client provided the right information? Who's currently working on it, and what stage is the job ask? And the only real task that your employee or team member has to do is advance the job by simply changing the status. It's very straightforward on that light. Again, almost any reporting that you would typically look at, realization, utilization, WIP reports, very strong inside this product. And the feature set basically is focused on firms that are 100 employees or less. So Brian, what else might be key things for our listeners to know? I guess one thing before I hand it back to you is the traditional mid-market products like CCH Practice Management or the old PAX or VPM products, or Thompson's Practice CS and so forth, those traditional mid-market products, I'll pretty much stand this product up against them from a feature set almost any day. So again, the cloud version and the premise versions, there's a little divergence in the feature set. We'll talk about that more in a moment. But what do you think are important for firms to know about this product?
You know, I like I like both the cloud and the on-prem version. I really like the templates that you have accessible to you in the cloud product, where you can have report templates and collection letters and custom letters. And, you know, there's all kinds of templates that are directly created that you can, again, that you can go through and work with directly. You know, you've got forums where you can get your problems solved within the application. You also have, again, as we look at this, you also have an inbox where you can deal with work requests and just drill down. So you have notifications you can see, you have jobs in progress. And, you know, again, it's a very well thought out. I mean, the best, it has everything you need and nothing you don't, is the way I would think about it.
that is a pretty good way.
I think it's actually their strategy. So I have to give props to them for coming up with that phrase.
Yeah, that actually is a brilliant way to think about it. Well, I'm going to talk about the pricing on this product for just a minute, because the cloud-based version of the product, the Cloud Access product, comes in three different varieties. They name them Entrepreneur, Pro, and Ultimate. And the pricing of each is $10, $15, or $20 per user per month. Now, as it turns out, the base product at $10 is a very robust and complete product by itself. Full time and billing, full WIP, AR and history, the ability to do markup and markdown. The billing can do quick bills, detailed bills, and progress bills. The client inquiries for time, WIP, and AR and history all in there. The reports are all good, same way with productivity and others. Payments, adjustments, finance charges, batch client statements, all that's in the core product at $10 per user per month. Beyond that, then, you get all of what's in the Entrepreneur version in the Pro version, and you add firm calendar and scheduling and workflow by client, both one-time and repetitive. You get the client mass mailing, client collection mailings if you need that, some of the workflow alerts and reports along the line there. Then finally, if you go to the Ultimate version, the $20 version, you add multi-office and consolidation, and that might be the tipping point that gets you to the higher end of the product sooner. You also have integrations with a number of products out there. These guys have done Lacerte for a long time, for example, but QuickBooks Online is coming soon, and there's some other integrations along the line. Now, at the risk of taking too much of our time together, Brian, the on-premise version is even more affordable than the cloud version of the product. So if you're looking for the lowest cost entry to get to TPS, the premise version may be less money to you. So
again, the most expensive thing you ever bought was cheap software, okay? You know, if you just need to get around, buy a scooter instead of a car, you know, see how well that works out for you when it rains.
Well, you know, you're probably right on that. But, you know, the on-premise pricing basically is $460 for the base. It's $215 for each additional user. So you can do the math on that pretty quickly and see that a 10-user environment, maybe I'll do 11 so I can do the math in my head a little easier. You're talking $2,500. The annual support on that is $120 for the first user and $85 for each additional. So we're not talking tons of money on that, making it one of the lower cost strong products in the marketplace.
And so it is a strong product. I realized just a second ago when I said the thing I did about the scooter, I don't want you to think that this is an inferior product, but you know, price is something you should consider, but it should be considered well down the road of after this will solve my problem. this works with my workflows, this will work for my people, and I can get them to organize around this, and I can handle the amount of change in here, and I can get converted okay. Now, the thing that I would throw out to you here also is that one of the things that sets the cloud version apart is this ability to handle the multi-office and consolidation and the office level reporting. You know, that's something that in the cloud product, that's something that you really don't see in a lot of the entry level packages. And so, you know, you do have to pay for it, but $20 a month compared to where a lot of the others are $50 a month. You know, it's, I think they provide an outstanding value for the price charged.
Yeah. And, you know, the amount of support required on this product is minimal. We do listen to reports from all sorts of publishers about the amount of support calls that they take and so forth. These guys just don't have that many support calls required. And it doesn't seem to matter whether you're in the on-premise version or in the cloud version. Again, pretty straightforward product that doesn't fail often on you.
So, now, they do want to help you set it up, and there is a charge for them helping you set it up, and it's well worth it.
Yes. In fact, their insight into practices is good because they've been a long-term player and they've done a lot of structuring of practices in their setup services. So you want to listen to them. And it's not like some of the vendors who are in the marketplace are charging what I would consider excessive amounts for implementation and aren't providing great value. They're providing okay value. These guys provide great value at relatively low cost for the implementation services.
Yeah, you're getting a lot more than a YouTube channel for you know, out of these folks when they implement.
Yeah, in fact, Brian, you've said it a few times. You know, one advantage of being experienced, gray-haired, if you will, is you just know some stuff. And this management team and installation team knows some stuff because of their experience, as opposed to, you know, novices that are breaking into that. And we will have some other sessions where we talk about some of the novice level or amateur level that we see in these products.
Yeah, now, you're not going to have to say 1040 or 1120 to them and explain what the heck that is.
Exactly right. Now, there is some downsides to this product. One of the things that we prefer is we prefer practice management that covers the time and billing function, the workflow function, and the document management function. That doesn't really play here with this product. You're going to have some sort of a document management system or do it yourself or whatever. And we will talk about document management products in other technology lab sessions with you. But in the big picture of support to close that up, for years, without exaggeration, TPS has received outstanding client feedback on its support for being responsive, knowledgeable, and courteous. And if my clients only said that about my support, I'd be pretty happy with that rating. Those features are all pretty good.
Well, Randy, most of the principals in this are Canadian, aren't they? So, I mean, you know, aren't there federal laws in Canada that say you have to be polite?
You know, that's probably an attribute that's true with every Canadian I know. Well, Brian, our time together is coming to a close. Are there other key things that our listeners need to learn about TPS, the company, or either their on-premise or Access Cloud products?
You know, I think this in particular, the cloud product is a great solution for somebody that is starting up a firm and that is going to scale. And you can scale very quickly with this. You can also manage the work. You know, if you're in a situation where you've had more traditional workflows inside your firm and you need to have something to manage the workflow and you don't want to break the bank doing it, this will fit very well. You know, because again, you think about things, and one of the casualties, I think, of COVID is culture. where we don't have all that face time with the people we work with anymore. And so getting across change and new culture is much harder than it would, than it is face to face, because everybody will sit and smile on that Zoom meeting. And then they'll all talk trash about it behind your back once you roll something out. So again, it gives you a chance to have that, get that firm culture, to get the raw feedback that you need to make everything better, make everything work better. And you know, again, it's a great solution for anybody from entry level up to you know, tens or scores of employees. Again, probably wouldn't go much past 100, but again, with that multi-office, multi-department structure that they have in the higher end versions, you can take this and scale it to where you need to go.
Sounds great, Brian. Well, TPS continues to be a low-cost option in the world of high-cost practice management alternatives. I think it's a sensible choice. We appreciate your time on today's Technology Lab. We'll see you in another session soon. Good day.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.